This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Our first guest today is State Senator George Borrello. Senator, good morning. Welcome to Hardline.
Good morning. It's great to be back on with you on this Sunday morning.
Senator, obviously so much going on with the corrections officer strikes, including new developments in the last few hours. But obviously this has been going on for almost 2 weeks now. And I know you've been to visit the striking officers. Just your thoughts on the last 2 weeks and everything that's developed.
Well, everyone knows what these folks put at risk by going on strike. And we're watching this as the governor, you know, acting like a tyrant, is exacting her, her revenge on them, if you will. So that tells you exactly how bad the situation is inside of our prisons. And I think the average New Yorker is starting to learn what exactly is going on in there. The chaos, the violence, the fact that the criminals are running these prisons. And this is the result of Democrats' policies and the governor continuing, to support these harmful policies that hurt the people that she's supposed to protect. Most importantly, the staff that are in there, that are New York State employees, union employees, that the Democratic Party at the state level has turned their backs on. And that's really what we're seeing here. We're seeing that, and I hope every single member of organized labor is watching, because they are going to learn that they only support labor unions when it doesn't conflict with their radical political agenda. And we're seeing that play out right now.
What are your thoughts on the actions of the leaders of the union? I mean, you have people that were negotiating with New York State, but the people negotiating aren't those that are striking.
Well, look, this is each person has to make an individual decision. I think the union has been in the position of trying to, mediate this, with the Hochul administration, and they're in there doing the best they can. Then they have to bring that back to the folks on the line. And, this offer has obviously been widely rejected by most members that are on strike. And I understand why. Look, Governor Hochul has a very simple tool at her hands that she should use. She could, through executive order, suspend HALT. This is the harmful piece of legislation that has put these corrections officers' lives in danger, that has created the escalating violence in our prisons. She could suspend that through executive order. She needs to grow a spine, and she needs to do that. She needs to suspend it and then go back to the Democrats in the legislature and say, bring me something that is acceptable, that is not HALT. But she has failed to do that. And the other thing that came out of this negotiation, what did not come out of this negotiating, is the absolute simplest thing. We already have body scanners that were approved and paid for, two budgets ago in the New York State legislature. Those body scanners are not being used on visitors that are coming to the prison, which is where most of the contraband, the drugs and the weapons that are coming into our prisons are coming through these in-person visits. And the very simple thing she could do is mandate to use these body scanners for the original purpose that they were acquired, to scan people that are coming in to visit the inmates. She refused to do that as part of this negotiation, which tells me she's not serious about standing up for these employees. She's not serious about restoring order and safety. That is the easiest thing that she could do. There's no money that has to be spent. There's no legislative approval. It already occurred, and she did not even put that on the table as part of this mediation. That is absolutely abject, shameless fail of leadership on her part.
We hear so much about the HALT Act, and you mentioned that the governor should use the executive order to suspend it. Is there no appetite with Democrats in Senate to repeal the HALT Act, even after what they're hearing from people on the front lines, people in the jails?
No, not a single Democrat will have supported that. We put forth a bill on the floor last week, on the first day of session last week, that would repeal HALT. Every single Democrat member of the legislature, of the New York State Senate, voted no. Even the ones that put out these tepid, you know, little statements saying that they support the guards, they voted no. They voted no to even have that bill come to the floor to be heard and debated. They don't want to talk about it. So, no, there is zero appetite on any member, any single Democrat in the Assembly or the Senate to actually do anything at all about HALT. They're trying to just hide and hope this goes away.
Over the weekend, a text was sent, and I'm going to read it for our listeners who have not seen this. It's a text that reads, "This is a message from New York State Office of Employee Relations. Corrections officers and sergeants who do not return to work Saturday will receive the health insurance termination notice on Monday and termination of employment. Notices for AWOL employees will begin Sunday. Health insurance terminations will be dated from the start of the AWOL. The department will also start seeking contempt sanctions, including fines and imprisonment, against those who continue to participate in this illegal strike. An independent mediator has issued a consent award. For more information, yada, yada, yada." What are your thoughts on that text, and what's your message to the corrections officers striking?
Well, look, I think the governor does this at her own political peril, first and foremost, and also at the safety and order inside of our prisons. We're already hearing nightmare stories about the fact that the National Guard troops that she sent in there are unable to, because they're untrained, keep things in order inside there. So if she fires all these striking workers, what next?
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's she going to bring into these prisons? Is she going to pull people from the Department of Taxation and some other areas and have them and make them into instant corrections officers? What other choice does she have? I think it's a poor decision on her part. Also, if you look at the contract that was signed roughly a year ago, in Section 22, it says that the employer must provide a safe work environment. So Kathy Hochul, Docs, Marticello, they've all failed. They're actually in violation of that contract, in my opinion. They are in violation of Section 22 that requires them to provide a safe work environment. They have failed to do so. So in my opinion, the fact that she's retaliating against people who are saying you have violated the terms of our contract is shameful.
Obviously, let's just pretend that something happened and everyone went back to work tomorrow. I mean, the long-term effects of all this for a field that's already been having issues bringing people on board. I mean, this has got to hurt the long-term outlook for corrections officers and filling the role of correction officers in New York State.
Well, yes, but this is the plan for the New York City-based leadership of the Democratic Party at the state level. This is the plan. They want this system to collapse. They are completely aligned with the prison abolitionist movement that's based out of New York City. Those folks are in Albany every week. They are saying we need to eliminate prisons in New York State. They truly believe that no one should be in prison ever for anything. Rapists, pedophiles, murderers, drug dealers should all be in our streets, according to the prison abolitionists, and the leadership of the Democratic Party aligns themselves with that. So I think that they're hoping that this is going to collapse, and it's going to collapse on Kathy Hochul's watch, so they can move forward with this, you know, with eliminating prisons altogether here in New York State. That's the scariest part.
You mentioned the National Guard troops that were sent in. I saw over during the week you put something out about those conditions you mentioned just a few minutes ago. I mean, from Kathy Hochul's point of view, from Albany's point of view, I mean, are the National Guard troops, are they actually thinking that's a long-term thing for these? As you said, they're not trained. The conditions are horrible. I mean, what was the plan, a week or two from now if you're sitting in Albany?
Well, I'm hearing right now that some of these inmates are being moved out of state. So they're going to be taken to other states that don't have the HALT Act to be managed by other prison and other prison guards in other states. You know, so I think everything is on the table for Kathy Hochul, except for the easiest things that would actually restore order, which is suspending the HALT Act and starting to use those body scanners. I don't understand. She's willing to move these inmates to other states. I can't believe that the pro-criminal Democrats aren't losing their minds about this, that these inmates are being moved out of, out of where they are to other prisons and in some cases other states. So, this is just a mess. The governor needs to step up and show some leadership. She needs to push back against the radical elements of her party that are driving this, that brought HALT to the table, that did not, that chose to spend millions of dollars on body scanners and then not use them on the visitors. She needs to push back against that. She needs to show leadership. She is the duly elected governor of this state, and she is right now failing the people that she's supposed to protect, the employees that she has sworn to protect. And I hope that everyone's paying attention. I hope all of the unions that represent all of the other workers here in New York State, whether it's in government or it's in the private sector, understand that you are potentially the next one on the list. That when what you do does not align with their radical political agenda, you're going to be on the chopping block.
Do you think that the state will actually follow through and impose fines and even imprisonment to the striking corrections officers like the text says?
Well, I don't think I can get inside of Kathy Hochul's head to see what she plans on doing, but I would say she would do that at her own peril. I don't think the people of New York State are aligned with her on this. I think the vast, vast majority of New Yorkers, the ones that didn't even know what was going on, are now aligned with these corrections officers. They see the injustice. They see the violence. They're hearing about the fact that gangs are running our prisons, and they are disgusted by it. So she takes that next step. I think the people of New York State will take note, and hopefully they take note at the ballot box next year.
State Senator George Borrello, before I let you go, I know we had John talk about the corrections officer strike. I do have one other question, just because it's someone that you know. I mean, he was the governor when you were in Albany as well, and that is Andrew Cuomo has announced to run for mayor of New York City. Any thoughts on that?
Well, from what the polls are saying, he's going to sweep away the rest of the Democrats in charge. Look, anybody that's in New York City that's looking at Andrew Cuomo as the answer to their prayers, as a solution to their problems, that tells you how myopic and pathetic that those thoughts are. New York City is really devolved. It has become a very dangerous place. People don't feel safe, whether it's on the streets, in their homes, and they look at Andrew Cuomo as a potential solution. I got news for you, folks. Voting for a different Democrat isn't going to solve the problem. I think that's the part that these folks don't get. I don't care how much you hate Donald Trump. I don't care how much you hate Republicans. You should look at what's going on under this unmitigated one-party rule here in New York State and realize that a different Democrat isn't going to solve the problem. It's time to wake up, folks. It's time to restore balance to our government. And Andrew Cuomo certainly isn't the answer for New York City any more than Kathy Hochul was the answer for New York State.
All right. State Senator George Borrello, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.